Hello.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Care Agency and Family First Care in regards to Ms. Reed.
That is my mother. How can I help you?
Hi, I was just calling because she's still on my list. Anthony said that you would know more about the information on the case. I just wanted to know if you guys were working with another agency. It kind of sounds like I'm bothering you at the moment. So I just wanted to make you aware I still have you on my list.
Yeah, I'm not not sure what exactly is you're just a home care agency? I'm sorry, I'm just a little bit confused.
Yeah, so I was working with Anthony, I want to say way back in 2024
okay.
to finalize the application. So you guys have been on my list for a while. He just pointed me in the direction of you and kind of was like, I'm not doing the case anymore. You can talk to my sister. That's when I got in contact with you for the bank statements.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that everything was going forward for you guys, regardless if you choose our agency or not, that you guys were utilizing them. So is there anything that you need from us? Did you want me to discharge it, keep you on, and I can give you a rate? Totally up to you.
You can, give me a rate. She is, she was just approved on Monday for 35 hours. Actually, yeah, it was Monday or Friday or Monday, but recently she was just approved for how many hours that she is going to be allotted.
Okay, so you said 35?
Yes.
I can easily, off the bat, I don't know what you're expecting. What are you expecting? Because I want to make it reasonable for you.
I think to me, reasonable is at minimum 17 an hour.
17, I definitely can attempt to submit that and get back to you. The only thing is, let me see. Yeah, anything over, we can do it. I just have to get it submitted and approved first, but I can definitely submit that and get back to you on the approval.
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
What would you need for me? Like, what information?
Yeah, it would be everything can be done online, just regular application, I-9W-4. I can give you a list of all the needed stuff like license, either passport, birth certificate, whatever you have, all of that stuff, and point you in the direction of an onboarding coordinator. I don't think your brother ever told me your name either. I apologize.
Yeah, we have the same name.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wait, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Deidre, same as my mother.
Okay.
And you said everything can be done online.
Yes.
At what point will I need to come in person? Because I'm currently in Texas as of right now.
No, you will not.
Okay.
All right. The only thing that would need to get done
be there
is
in a couple days. So I just
It would be the TB test to become a home healthcare worker for like any agency. You need the TB test, so that can be done at any urgent care. Can be done when you get back.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. So
is
all those
to, like,
yeah.
Come into the office?
No, not at all. You can send, have the urgent care or wherever you get it from, fax it directly over to us. I'll provide you the fax at the time of.
Okay. Is
yeah,
I can
you're
do,
fine.
I can do it while I'm in Texas now, if that works too. I'll
yeah.
On the 31st, but it's probably easier to just go to my doctor's out here.
Okay, no problem. What I'll do is I will submit the pay rate and then text you the fax for us so you can provide it to wherever you go. Once
okay.
They get the results, they can just send it over and we'll add it to your file.
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.